Shmuel, they both say that Kelov Shel Odom is Koina Loi B'chol Mokom. The Kelov of a person, your own utensils, like if you own, you have a basket, it could be Koina for you, B'chol Mokom, whoever it is. Let's say I go now and I want to buy some fruits off you. So the Lekeach, the one that buys it, he has a basket. So as soon as they put the fruits inside his basket, automatically he's Koina the fruits, B'chol Mokom, wherever it is. However, Chutz Meshus Rabbim, but not in the Meshus Rabbim. That's what Rabban Shmuel holds. As in the Rishus Rabbim, even though you own the Keli, so what? There, it's not Kona for you. As Rashbam says, Keli Shalodim means Shalokeach. Koina loy impostak domim. If I made up a price already, like Ruvain goes to the store to buy $10 worth of grapes. So they made up clearly $10 worth. And then the Moicha puts the grapes inside his basket. So the Lokeach Ruvain owns the grapes now. B'chol Mokom, Afilu B'Rishus Moicha. That's really the Chiddush. Even though you're still in the store, you're still B'Rishus Moicha, you're still in the store. But as soon as the storekeeper, whoever it is, puts the grapes inside your basket, right away your coin, it's yours. And Rashbam says, going to Yomale Behed Yo Yikna Kilecho. That has to be the Moicha says, I want your Kli to be coined for you. That's what Rabban Shmuel holds. That if a Lokeach comes into a store and they put the fruits into his basket, he's koiner it. Just not for Shus around him. However, the Reb Yechanan, Reb Shimon ben Lokish, the Amri Tavayu, they both say, Afilu b'shus harabim, it even helps for Shus harabim. Again, if Reuven wants to buy some fruits, and Reuven has his kli, even though now he's out in the Shus harabim, and somebody that wants to sell the fruits brings it to him and puts it inside his kli, inside the Shus harabim, still is kona. That's what Reb Yechanan and Lokish hold. Yeah. So Kitzur Machlokes is, does it help even for Shus Rabbim or not? Yeah. Now, Omar of Papa, so Papa wants to say, you should know, I'll tell you, maybe Loi Pligi. Maybe there's no Machlokes over here, Loi Pligi. Now, right like this, Kan for Shus Rabbim, Kan Besimta. Because that the Reb Yechanan and Lokish says, that you could be Koina if it's in your Kli, he only meant in a Simta, not in a real Shus Rabbim. In a real Shus Rabbim could be, everybody holds, your kli means nothing. Since it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the rabbin, you can't be koina there. That the Reb Yechanan Shlokes said, b'shus rabbin, they didn't really mean it, he only meant a simta. But Rashbam says, k'kan b'simta, hod the Shlokes of Yechanan, that a simta we had before, that's like a side street, which really it's private property, but it's halacha midrabbanan that whoever puts his kli there, whoever makes a mashicha there, could be konerit. So the simta, it's like a Rishus Rabbim, like the Gemara speaks out. V'yamai korer lehu Rishus Rabbim. If Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish only meant in a simta, he did not really mean Rishus Rabbim. So why do we call it Rishus Rabbim? Let him say clearly the simta. So Gemara says, Shein Rishus HaYochid. It just means to say that it's not a Rishus HaYochid. In other words, according to Rav and Shmuel, your kli is only konar either in your Rishus, or else in the Moichah's Rishus, in the real Rishus HaYochid. And the Simta he's not talking about. Here we're talking about a Simta though. In a Simta, that's what Yechon Shlokesh agrees and says, you could be kind of in a Simta. So therefore, it's, all right, that's the way he answers. But Avadi in the Rishus HaRabim, Mamish, to put down your clean Rishus HaRabim, there's no Kinyan.
Yeah.
Zali Mora says, so Mora says, Hochi Dami Mitzvah, but this is the Savar also. That I tell you that Avada Wat, that he only means in a Simta and not in a real Rishus Rabbin. The Yomer, Abahu, Amr, Rabbi Yechanan, Kelev Shalodim, Koine Loi B'chol Mokom. Rabbi Yechanan says that a Kelev Shalodim, it means your basket, something that you own, and now you want to buy something. And if they put that into your basket, so Koine Loi B'chol Mokom, Shiesh Lo Rishus Lo Nichoi. As long as you have permission to put the basket down there, then the basket is kona for you. So what's the diyik? Yesh lo rishus in. If you have permission to put your basket down, then taki your kona that mokum. But ain lo rishus loy. If you have no permission to put your basket down, then you're not kona that mokum. So shema mina, this is a good proof that rishus rabbim, usually you have no permission to put your basket down in the rishus rabbim. Rishus rabbim is meant for people to walk through there. You don't stop, put down a basket in the middle of the street. You have no real permission to put your basket down in the middle of the street. So therefore, Virashus Rabbim, your Kalov, would not be corner for you.
But in a simta, or else in any special place, any mokam like Rishus HaYochid, whether it's the Moichiz Rishus, whether it's Lokeach's Rishus, wherever you have permission to put down your kli, so then if somebody puts, or the fruit, whatever you want to buy, comes into your kli, your kona, and such a kinyan as Caleb, then comes in your Rishus.
Yeah.
That's the proof here again, that Rishus Rav itself, nobody says you can really be kona. It only means Vesimta. Now, Toshima, come in here. Says Aloha Toshima, it says, Abo midois b'moichrin. There are four different midos, how you sell things. About selling things, when you can retract, when you can't retract, what is called a good mechir or not. The law is like this. It says, Arbo midos b'moichrin. One is, Ad shaloi nismala mido l'moichr. If a moichr, let's say, is selling you wine. Reuven is selling Shimon wine. Reuven sells wine. So Reuven starts to pour off the wine into Shimon's basket, in his flask, in his bottle. So kol zaman Reuven is pouring off the wine. That means actually nismala mida, before the gallon was filled up to the top, l'meicher. Then if the meicher wants, he could retract. It's up to the meicher, like he did not sell it yet. But misha nismala, once the meicher, once Shimon filled up the basket or the barrel of wine till the top, misha nismala mida, then the lakeach, then the meicher belongs to the lakeach. The lekeach owns this wine, and it's up to him. He says, the meicher can't retract anymore. So we'll soon see in whose kli we're talking about. But that's this halacha. If somebody's selling wine, so when he's pouring off the wine into the other person's barrel, so kol zaman he's pouring it off, he didn't fill it up yet, it's still the meicher's reshus. The meicher could retract if he wants to. But once he filled up the basket already, it's like now the lekeach has it, he takes it home, it is, he can keep it. That's what the Brisa says. Now, the Ned Devar Mamur, when was this said? The Nida Shaina Shoshnaim. And a Nida, that means in a basket that doesn't belong to neither of them. Avulim Hoysun Nida Shalechad Mehen. But let's say this barrel that they're pouring the wine into belongs to one of them. Avul Nida Shalechad Mehen. Then Rishon Rishon Kona. Then, as soon as you pour off, whatever you pour off, it's Kona right away. We'll soon see. Halachur means if the lakeach, the one that's buying the wine, if it's his basket, if it's his barrel, so then as soon as the meicher pours in some wine, let it be a few drops, automatically the lakeach is kind of the wine.
Well, it pouring,
as soon as the wine gets in the basket, and he's pouring the wine over. So when the wine comes into his basket. So that with any wine that gets into his basket, he's kind, it's his. Yeah.
While he's pouring, it's still in the basket.
Yeah, that's the slushin of Rishon Rishon Kona. Now again, B'med Devar Mamun, when was this said? B'Rishus HaRabim, U'V'Chotzer She'ena Shel Shneim. It's talking about in a Rishus HaRabim, or else in a Chotzer that does not belong to either one of these two, B'Chotzer She'ena Shel Shneim. Avo B'Rishus Meicher. But let's say we're talking about now where you're pouring off the wine in the moichiz store, in the person that's selling it by him. Then loikono achi yakvienu oy achi yetienu rishusay. Then the lakeach can't be kind of this wine until either the lakeach picks up the barrel. Like if you came into my store where I'm selling the wine, and then even though I'm pouring the wine into your barrel, still you're not gonna, since it's in my rishus. How, when are you kind of the wine? Either you pick up the barrel, you make a kinyan hagbor, that's one thing, or you also make a mashicha, or you actually have to yen over rishusai. You have to take it out of his rishus. So that's the locha if it's rishus meicher. What about rishus lekeach? What about if, let's say, I'm the one that's buying the wine, you're selling it, but you come into my rishus, and you bring your big barrel of wine, and you start pouring your wine into my barrel, which is in my rishus. Let's say it's rishus lakeach though. Then kivon shekibul olav meicher kana lakeach. As soon as the meicher like admits and says, "I'm selling it," okay, that's a good kinyan. In other words, it's in your chutzar. You're in the lakeach. It's in your house. So as soon as I say, "Okay, I'm selling it to you," and as soon as you accept it, so the kinyan is chal right away. Not that kinyan chotzer. Like if I come into your house to sell you wine, so as soon as I start pouring the wine into your basket, havad, you corner it right away. That's called b'shus l'keach, kivan shekibul olav meicher, as soon as the meicher accepts upon himself, like he has that to sell it, is right away corner l'keach. Then right away there's a kinyan l'keach owns it. Yeah. Now, b'shus haloi, hamufkodim etzloi, what's going to be if it's in a reshus now of a third party that was mufkodim etzloi? That means the meicher is really a shoyme pikodin. He's like watching this kli for somebody else. A third person gave this barrel to the meicher to hold for him. He's like a shoyme pikodin. He's like he's watching this pikodin now. So reshus haloi hamufkodim etzloi lekono achi kabel olov oyache yaskires mekoyman. Then we say that Lakeach is not Koner in this barrel, since this barrel, the Maisa, does not belong to him, it doesn't belong to the Meicher, it really belongs to a third person, that's Mufkodim, means he's a Shema Pikodim. So then, when is the Lakeach Koner the wine? When does he receive the wine? Achi Kabal Olav, either he accepts upon himself, it's not like he gets permission from the first Maskid to let him use it. In other words, the third person that really owns this barrel, that gave it to the Meicher to hold, if the Lakeach gets permission from him to use it, then it's also kind of. That Rosh Bam says, Achikabal Olov, Nifkad b'mitzvas mafkid, liyachad l'rishus l'lakeach, liknois, haperus, pasher husham. That once the Shemer hapikodin, that is if the Meicher, again, the Meicher is holding on to somebody's barrel, belongs to somebody else, he gave it to me to watch it. So now the Meicher, when he gets permission from him, and says, listen, I want to sell my wine to other people, so I want to be able to use your barrel, but I'll pour off my wine into that barrel, and then he'll be kind of the wine, so that's good. If you get permission from the original owner, that he says that now when the money